Governor, I don't want to take too much more of your time. I know you're getting ready to go to the ribbon cutting, but we do have a big economic development event today, and we're glad that you're here for that. I know the mayor took you and toured you around to our leaky dam up in Peterson, but we're glad that you're here. Tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, about the event coming up in a few minutes.
Well, I'm so excited. We were actually able to partner with the State Economic Development Department along with the capital that is being brought forward with by the Martinez's. We were able to provide $70,000 of LEDA money to enable them to expand the space that is going to be a cooling space. We also provided job training funding, about $50,000 of job training funding and for their employees for the first 6 months. So it's a good partnership for someone who's an entrepreneur, has their own money, wants to bring their own money to open a business, and needs a little bit of help. We pull together and are able to help them, and hopefully they're going to flourish as a meatpacking processing plant for years to come. And I'm thrilled to be here to help them cut that ribbon.
And I know the mayor knows this, but the Bieber study that the county did not too long ago identified the fact that we've got a population of graduates coming out of our university here who are probably primed to jump into business. And we as a community have to do a better job trying to get them into business, getting some support from the state and federal entities that we can, so we can see if we can get them in business. Not too many communities have a graduate coming out of our community that can jump into a field of various type of fields and get into business. So we need to see how we can do more of that, and we'll need some assistance in that. And the governor, I know the mayor knows this, firsthand, that the study identifies you guys have a population of people that can really help.
Absolutely.
And we go further than that. We're in the process of contacting companies and telling them, look, if you're located in Las Vegas, we can design a program to meet the needs of any employee that you have. I've already talked to Senator Campos, president from Luna, talked to President Freeze at Highlands, and says, we'll design any program. We can train people in any field that they want. So that's a plus, but the economy being like it is today, not too many people are venturing into opening business or relocating. I think they're all in a holding pattern. And if we've got problems in Las Vegas, these are worldwide now that everyone's experiencing difficulties, financial difficulties. Going back to the judicial standards and so forth, I wanted the governor just to share with us why you weren't here the last time. Remember the last time you were supposed to be here, you had something that was very important related to the topic of criminals and so forth.
Absolutely. There was a murder that took place in Clovis, New Mexico. It was several men and several adults and a young man who went up to an apartment. There was a 10-year-old boy sleeping in his bed with his 17-year-old brother. It was a small home apartment, and the gang started shooting and shot the 10-year-old boy that was sleeping in the head and killed him. One of the five that was responsible fled to Mexico and has been gone for several years. Throughout his escape, he's always been taunting and calling the DA periodically. And when I had a meeting with the governor of Chihuahua, Governor Duarte, the very next day, I handed him a packet of photographs of the man that we were looking for, where we thought he was in Chihuahua. Would he help us capture him and deport him to us? He was an American citizen. Within about a week and a half, we had him in custody.
Governor, is it true that he communicated with you and told you that he'd like to be a resident of live his life here in New Mexico?
Yes, he wanted my help, actually, and that's how I became familiar with him. I said, well, he obviously doesn't know who he was writing to. I was a prosecutor for 25 years, and he wrote me a letter saying, please help me prove I'm innocent. I said, for God's sake, you killed a 10-year-old. You should be brought back and go through the process of a jury trial. And if you are guilty, you will be found guilty, and you should serve life in prison for that. That's the penalty, life in prison for killing a 10-year-old boy. And so we were having him transported to New Mexico that day that I should have been here last week. And I wanted to be there to make sure that he arrived and there were no complications, because we were dealing with two countries. And he was brought here, and he is being held in an institution. He will be held accountable.
He will be a resident of the state of New Mexico.
He will be a resident. He'll have a number right next to his name.